Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, K-triple-O-9-O, the talk station, K-O-O-O. And have a great weekend in Southern California, San Diego on KCBQ. We have a home computer system that we'll be giving away on today's program. Computer system from Prodigy. It's from Packard Bell. It's worth over $5,000.
All right.
And all the guys in the basement of the science building are going crazy trying to get the list of words together.
Hope you've been keeping a list of the secret words at home.
And Buzz, as we go into the world of low-budget Jeopardy, I ask you for the next word for our list, please.
Sweater.
Oh, what a surprise. Gotcha.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Budget Jeopardy. Now listen, it'll be a special Jeopardy today because we're going to bring back the two contestants who were with us 2 weeks ago, the guy who had the heart seizure and the guy he was playing against. But before any of that happens, let's open the door.
Hello, which children!
Kind of pushed out. He's been the announcer for today's game. And, of course, it's Artie from the Larry Sanders Show.
Hasta luego, sahib. How are you? I've got a picture of your favorite boxer. Brought it in for you. There it is. Riddick Bowe. I know you're a big fan. Oh, boy. It's good to be here. Looking forward to the show. You're looking spectacular, sahib. You're looking absolutely spectacular today. Ready for a great show, I hope. I certainly hope so. Of course you are. We're going to kick a little ass. I don't mind telling you.
Now, we have a clip.
Oh, God.
We have a clip. Now, would you like to set up the clip for us? This is would you like to set it up for us?
Yeah, all righty. This is me having a little bit of a dispute with a man of science. A man that was discussing Larry's mental health, and I got a little angry.
All right, roll the clip, please.
Dr. Reisman, no one has a deeper respect for psychiatry than I do. And I know that when we get to Larry, we're both on the same side. But I think there's certain guidelines we should observe here.
Oh, yes, before you go any further, let me tell you that I can't discuss Larry's case.
Oh, what horse shit, you Buddha doctors are all the same. Soon you'll have Larry recovering a false memory of an uncle who tried to touch his pants.
Yes, of course, it gets a little blue. You can't do that on this show, sahib. Keep it straight and narrow. That's what you're supposed to do, of course. But you have a fine program, and I'm here to assist you in any way I can. What do you have in mind today?
Well, I have questions, of course.
Understand, we had a guy with a bit of a ticker problem. Somebody keeled over during the last broadcast.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago.
That's a shame, sahib. We'll try to keep him on the straight and narrow. Have the EKG monitor and standing by.
Now, on the Larry Sanders Show.
Yes, Larry Sanders. Yes, Larry Sanders, someone who's been very good to me. Wonderful man, talented man, genius, if you will, a fantastic employer, and a great talent. Yes, damn good, damn fine talent.
Now, can you, for a moment, talk about the differences between Gary Shandling, the real guy, and Larry Sanders, the made-up guy that he pretends to be on your show?
What sort of differences? What exactly are you getting at? Are you trying to make Larry uncomfortable? Is that what you're trying to do?
No. Larry's not real.
Just pour just 3 fingers of vodka and I'll be able to answer that question for you. Just a little sip.
All right.
A little sip for Artie.
You want some Demerol, you ass?
Demerol, you ass. Tequila. Hasta luego.
That's a good mix.
Hey, Chihuahua. Ah, that's great. All right, Larry Sanders, Gary Shandling. The difference between the two, there is none, sahib. They're one and the same. That's why the show works. That's why the show's so damn funny. Come on now, there's no difference between the two. They're both geniuses. Larry's a genius in the real world of fictitious TV. Gary Shandling's a genius in the real world of real TV.
So listen now, when you're off...
How's that for a cranium buster, sahib?
When you're off the air.
Yes.
When you're ripped torn.
Yes.
Do you still have to kiss Gary Shandling's ass the way you have to kiss his ass when you're Artie? And
positively, sahib.
Oh, positively.
I kiss a lot of ass. A lot of ass. I'll tell you that right now. It's what I do. It's what I'm supposed to do. Come on, damn it. You know how the show works. Of course I do. Have to kiss ass. That's what it's all about. It's my job, kissing ass.
How come the show is only like 20 minutes long?
Because we get away with it. That's why. The money checks still come in. Checks are still in the mail. Still taking them down to the bank. No change in the bottom line for me, sahib. If I could arrange that for you, I would. I'd be glad to. Do it, I shall.
And now,
do it, I shall.
The character that you're based on, is it the guy who was the producer for the Johnny show?
Oh, for God's sake. Is this some kind of inquisition? You mean Freddie de Cordova?
Yeah.
Of course not. I've created the character. It's a character that lives. It's a character that's really different. Freddie de Cordova was not as much of a pit bull as I was. I worked with Hope, you know, Bob Hope.
You worked with Bob Hope?
Yes, I worked with Bob Hope, all the greats. Joey Bishop, fantastic. Regis Philbin, that little pimp. I'll tell you right now, they didn't have any patience with that SOB, that's for sure. But not you, Sahib. I know the future. The future is radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the future. You got that right.
TV doesn't matter to me. It's radio. And, of course, wherever I go, you should understand one thing. I'm here to serve. Here to serve you. Absolutely. Here to serve you in any way I can. That's what my mission is. Only you. Anyone interrupting you. No interruptions from Mr. Geronimo while the show's going. Oh, should I call you Alex Trebek? Which should I call you today? I know you like those little pet names that you have. I'll put them on a tray and serve them up to you, Sahib. That's my job. That's what I do. That's my Artie. Artie's here. Artie's here for you. Press your shirt. Shine your shoes. Whatever you want. I'll smooch your buttocks. That's what I'm here, Sahib. That's the job I have.
You know what else is great?
Yes, go ahead, Sahib. What's great? Because if you think it's great, by God, I will think it's great, too. You're looking fine. That's a nice button-down. Still in style. Very stylish. Button-downs work. Always will. Timeless fashion, Sahib.
You know, I know you're patronizing me.
Get the hell away from the window. We're doing a show, damn it. Don't you understand? We got a show on the air. Don't let those people. Who's your sidekick here? Who's your trusty person that comes by and helps you? Rob!
Rob A.
Rob, get in here.
Rob.
Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Touche, Rob. Get here. Slow moving, boy. Move a little faster. Get those damn people out of the hallway. Those people out of the hallway.
Absolutely. He is the Artie of the show.
He's the Artie?
Hardly.
Do you know how to smooch?
I'll
get you a pair of knee pads. I'll get those people out of the hallway.
Done and done.
Go for it. Chop, chop. Yeah, good to see you. Vaya con Dios. Take care. Another three fingers of tequila.
Oh, another drink?
Just one little tequila shooter for me.
Okay.
It's radio. Nobody can see me doing it. Damn it. Here we go.
Okay. Radio, the new medium.
Hey, Chihuahua. Oh, that's good. Reminds me of a little filly I met down in Tijuana one time. Ooh, she was spicy.
A senorita?
La, 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 la. Spicy senorita. South of the border for Artie. Lots of trips to Tijuana for me, Sahib. Ay, Chihuahua. That's where I got it from. Picked up a little sombrero. Danced around in my underwear. Had a great time. Ooh, collected senoritas for a time. Yes, I did. Straighten the act out, though. Happy to say so, Sahib. What can I do for you now? Next question. Artie's on the list. You were asking about the similarities between Rip Torn and over-analysis of the show and Gary Shandling, Larry Sanders. All crap.
It's all crap.
That's a bunch of crap, for God's sakes. Don't occupy your time. But the 18-minute issue I'd like to address.
Okay, please do.
We're very creative people. And in a short period of time, we feel that we can get the maximum out of our talents. Don't you understand? The maximum out of our talents, Sahib. That's the whole issue right there. All those damn prima donnas have to get their special amount of time. For God's sakes, I think they ought to all ship them off on a boat somewhere. Sink it in the middle of the damn Pacific Ocean. That's what I think, Sahib. But not you. We'd love to have you on the show sometime, Sahib. Be terrific. I'm breaking your sweat. Three more fingers of tequila. Artie wants three. Okay, here we go. Drink away. Bombs up. Here we go.
You're making me sweat. You know, if you close your eyes, it really sounds just like... Let me give you a talent.
Kudos. Let me give you a kudos to you, son.
Let me give you a kudo on that talent, Mike. Yes. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but...
Yes.
Mike O'Mara is very talented.
Well, it's a shame he can't be here
with
now.
With the voices.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'll applaud him.
You'd like him.
I'll applaud him. Would I like him?
You'd kiss his ass.
That's a damn shame he can't be here now. Understand, he likes to have his ass kicked as well. Not kicked. Kissed. Kissed sometimes the upper plate. There we go.
He's no stranger to good butt action.
Good butt action. There's Mike O'Mara. Nothing right there. Yes. 1-800-FIST-ME, Sahib. Understand, that's one of those favorite numbers out there. Yes, getting the old speed dial, working on that as fast as he can, Sahib. Terrific job. Now, a question for you, if I may, Sahib, if I should crack the old code and ask the numero uno guy just what he has planned. Like to ask you a little inquisition, if you will.
Yes, Artie, sure.
The guy with the bad ticker, has he signed a legal release in case he dies, drops dead on the show, for God's sake, we'd be up to our asses in legal papers, for God's sake?
Well, again, I don't know. Shakes the champ. I don't know how he's doing.
Well, for God's sakes, keep him calm, Sahib. Don't want another heart seizure on the show. Make me very nervous. You know?
Well, listen, when we come back from the commercial break.
Yes, Sahib.
Mike's going to be here. You're going to have to leave for a moment.
Muy bueno.
So then Mike and I can ask our champion.
Yes.
Julius Caesar.
Sure.
We can ask him how he's doing.
Yes, you know, God knows he'd have a chimichanga before he came on, dropped dead right on the show. Wouldn't want that to happen. You know, watch out for that buzzer. Heard something about that, too.
Once we make sure.
That buzzer, you know, send him right into a seizure again.
You and every theory. Listen, Artie, I'm glad you're here because I can talk about Mike.
Of course we can talk about it. That's what we can do.
It's one of Mike's theories that he gave me before the show today, that somebody told him that...
What type of theory?
that Mike believes, well, somebody told Mike.
Mike heard what?
That the buzzer sound effect that we played during Jeopardy is what triggered the guy's heart seizure.
Oh, this, that's a bunch of crap. That. Mike believes anything he hears. You know that. All that infomercial garbage. For God's sake, boy's got a thimble-sized brain. Don't believe what he says, Si. Forge, absolutely. He won't go into another seizure. Couldn't happen again. Once in a million years. If it does, you know, we'll get the press releases out and keep it down to a dull roar. Don't worry.
All right, well, listen. We don't need to solicit for callers because we have Todd.
Yeah. Todd.
He's the guy who's Julius Seizure.
He the one that had the problem?
Right. And we have the challenger, David.
Okay.
And when we come back from the break, Mike and I.
Excellent.
Will interview Todd about his health.
And I'll step out down the hallway, perhaps find myself a little senorita.
But then don't take a siesta too long.
I don't take siestas. Boundless energy for me, Sahib. I'll prowl the halls, see what kind of dirt I can dig up on some of the local talent.
Because we will need you here to play the game.
Excellent. It will be my wish and command, Sahib. Do it, I shall.
And we will be right back.
WJFK.
Paula, I think you should know I was about to give you a swift kick in the anti-fay. But that's not going to happen, because I know about the lump in your bosom.
Are you serious? I can't believe she told you.
Beverly was trying to protect you.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not really comfortable discussing my bosom with you.
Oh, sit down. I'm not done. I know what you've been going through, because about 20 years ago, I found a lump on one of my testicles.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I freaked out real bad. I was doing a Bob Hope special at the time, and I was so screwed up I let it affect my work. I made Elka Summer cry in the middle of a dance rehearsal. I'm not proud of that. And Bob, I told him about the lump the day before we taped. The monologue died. Bob's timing went all to shit, and you know why? Because he was thinking about my left nut. Paul, I learned from my mistake, because 20 years from now, you don't want to be watching a Larry Sanders rerun and have to say, oh, yeah, that's the show I f***ed up because of my...
They're cool, and you can put them in any crazy pose you want. Don and Mike.
Well, you're not here now.
Hello.
Let's talk to Todd.
Yes, Todd, the guy that departed Low Budget Jeopardy unceremoniously last time.
Orange Julius Seizure is what we're calling him, and here is Todd now. He's alive. Hello, he's Shakes the Champ. How are you doing?
Doing good, guys.
Now, have you heard any new medical reports since the last time you were on our show?
No, I go to the doctor next week, but I've been going around the office finding a couple people who found me that Friday 2 weeks ago, and I was trying to find out what I was doing physically, if I was shaking or if I was talking or if I was, you know, doing whatever. And it turns out I was, and apparently I was talking. Apparently I was talking with you on the phone while it happened, too.
Now, Todd, it might just be me, but I think if I was to have suffered a heart seizure,
yes,
I probably wouldn't wait 3 weeks to see a doctor. I probably would.
Yeah, we're a little concerned about this, Todd.
I don't think it was a heart seizure. I think it was no joke. It was something more to do with the brain, because that's why I've got an appointment scheduled with a neurologist, and he's going to do an EEG on me next week.
Gotcha.
After that should eliminate. That should probably pretty much tell me what happened.
Okay, well, you know, we're concerned for you. We want to make sure that you're doing the right thing.
You feeling all right today, Todd?
I feel great.
You think you can make it through the entire Low Budget Jeopardy?
I hope so, yeah, I think so.
Are you sitting or standing?
I am sitting in a comfortable chair.
All right, now, just to make sure that Mike's theory doesn't hold any water, let me see now. Are you okay?
Todd.
Just kidding.
Okay. Oh, my God.
He's just kidding. Okay, hold on. Hold on, Todd. Let me let Artie back on in.
Plate of kiwi and mango, Sahib. Little something from the green room.
Wow.
Yeah, so I kept all the other vultures away from it. They all wanted to suck it down. Little gnats, for God's sake. Fireball, that's what I say. Good to be back with you. How's everything going? I certainly hope the medical checkup has worked for young Todd.
Yes, he appears to be just fine. He's seeking medical help. And now, Artie, let's meet Todd, who's our champion, and David, the guy who was the challenger, and it's like 2 weeks ago all over again.
Now, Todd, one piece of advice from Artie to you. Are you listening, I hope, carefully?
There he is.
You think you're going to die? For God's sakes, don't do it on the show. Just take a little powder down the hallway and find a bush somewhere. All right, I'm ready to go. We all set, Sahib?
Yes, we're ready.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a merchandiser for a liquor company. Perhaps we could chat after the show from Reno, Nevada. Let's say hi to David Olson, I Chihuahua.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Dave, kind of famous because he was the guy who was on the air with us when all of that happened 2 weeks ago. So welcome back, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
And now, fresh off the gurney, let's say hi to a proofreader at that agency. He's from Boise, Idaho, big sky country. Let's say hi to Mr. Todd Schulte.
Hi, guys.
Well, Todd, you're not the returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, but you are the returning seizure guy. Tell me, how has it changed your life since the last time you were on the show?
Well, you know, I'm just taking life a lot more easier. I feel good about myself, and I'm ready to win some money and get really excited.
Well, let me be the first to say buena suerte, Todd. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Please, David and Todd, for God's sake, don't screw with LQ. Let's welcome His Highness Alex Trebek Geronimo, red carpet, monsieur.
Well, thank you, Artie. And hello, Todd. Hello, Dave.
Hi, LQ.
Hi, Alex.
I thought you were sticking with the strictly Mexican motif. You threw in some French there. Huh?
Multicultural, sahib. Multicultural, multilingual.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. Wiedersehen. Oh, Frau Mueller. Excellente. Hofbrauhaus, yes. Wo ist der Toilette?
You go to Amsterdam.
You go to Amsterdam, and then you go down a little road to a place I call I Don't Give a Damn. I and my teenage colon thanks you for that one, sahib.
Okay, guys, Dave and Todd, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. Live with my mom wearing clip on tie suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game. Otherwise, don't call me Lord Quizmaster, and always call him Artie.
Kiwi for everyone.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, Alex.
Todd, before we get to the categories, please, a secret word to continue the list for the computer system.
Shakes.
All right, that came from him.
Shakes from Todd. Now we're ready to go off the aircraft carrier and play Low Budget Jeopardy.
And here are your categories, guys. They are Name That Larry.
Excellent choice.
Golden Globes.
Once again, your thinking cap is on extra tight.
Star Wars Mania.
Mania, way to tap into today's headlines.
New movies.
Ooh, you're thinking today.
And states and capitals.
Give that man a bonus.
It's a Name That Larry.
Yes.
Golden Globes.
Chihuahua.
Star Wars Mania.
Chimichanga.
New movies.
Chi-chi.
States and capitals.
Sa-sa.
And Dave, you are the challenger. We will start with you.
Thank you, LQ. I'd like to start with Star Wars Mania for one.
Okay. He played Han Solo.
Who is Harrison Ford?
$1, you're on the board and rolling. David, select again, please. Remember, another reminder from Artie, don't screw with LQ.
Thanks, sir. Star Wars for two.
He played Luke Skywalker.
Who is Mark Hamill?
Yes.
$2 for David, a strong start for the challenger. Move on, please.
Star Wars for three.
How you feeling, Todd?
Feeling good, Alex.
Okay. She's the famous mother of Princess Leia.
Who is Debbie Reynolds?
Yes.
$3 for you, David. A fine job in the first round. You've cleaned the slate with that category. Time to move on.
Put that brain in a jar.
Thanks, Artie. LQ, Name That Larry for one.
Name That Larry. Woody Harrelson plays him in a new movie.
Who is Larry Flint?
That's right.
$1 for David. A perfect game going, sahib.
Larry for two.
Gary Shandling plays him in a television show.
Let's all genuflect.
Who is Larry Sanders?
That's right.
$2, best show on television, don't forget, featuring me, Artie.
Thank you, Artie. Larry for three.
He is a frog.
Sorry, David, you've lost your place in line. Now, Todd, step up to the front, grab that ticker and play.
Who is Larry King?
That's right.
$3 for Todd. I forgot what a buzzsaw he was. All right, Todd, move on, please.
I'll take new movies for one, Alex.
All right, stars Eddie Murphy.
What is Metro?
Yes.
$1 for Todd. Todd the man, going well. Okay, take that pulse. You're the man.
New movies for two, please.
There are only four spoken words in this whole movie.
What is Evita?
Evita, yes.
$2. Evita, featuring the delightful Madonna with child. Yes, now not with child. She has it in her arms, not in her belly.
She has the bosoms now of a Madonna.
Yes, feeding time just around the corner, sahib.
New movies for three, Alex.
Were you breastfed or bottle fed?
Bottle fed, for God's sake. Bottle fed, you ass. They didn't do any breastfeeding in my day.
Your mother's breasts were full of Demerol, weren't they?
Liquid Demerol, yeah.
Demerol, you ass.
Demerol tequila, just a couple of olives. Absolutely delectable. Made me the man I am today, Sahib.
And new movies for three. Stars the late Tupac Shakur.
What is gridlock?
Gridlock, yes.
$3 for the gangsta rapper. All right, Todd, move on, please.
I'll take Golden Globes for one, Alex.
Okay. He won for best actor in a movie.
Who is Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Tom Cruise. Have to get him on the show real soon, Sahib. Go ahead, Todd.
Golden Globes for two, Alex.
She's the former host of MTV's Singled Out.
Who is Jenny McCarthy?
Now,
something for the youngsters. Way to go.
See if you catch my wit here, though. Golden Globes, get it?
She's got a couple of them, huh?
Get it?
Ooh, Madam Lynn's Hanging Garden, Sahib.
Get it?
Yeah, that's an excellent way to go. Work in the youth vote and also get a little titillation. Excelente.
Again, please.
Golden Globes for three, Alex.
The bust size of my brother's current girlfriend. Inches only.
What is 36?
No.
I'm sorry, David. It's a chance for you to steal.
Thank you, Artie. LQ, what is 38?
38, yes. My brother proudly told us she's a 38.
$3. We have a tie game. Quite a horse race going.
Ooh, what excitement, Artie.
Hope it's not too much for young Todd.
How you doing, Todd? You feeling okay?
I'm feeling great, Alex.
All right, then we have the last category left, which is states and capitals.
States and capitals, something for the drawing board.
Let's see. Dave, Todd, who... Yeah.
Dave is in control. It's time for you to step up to the microphone and scream it out, David.
It's the capital of the state of Ohio.
Ohio.
What?
Not enough time for you, David. Todd, back in the saddle.
What is Columbus?
Yes.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, Todd. Move on, please.
Same capitals for two, Alex.
Capital of the great state of Alabama.
What is Birmingham?
Oh, tough for the Southern Bells. David, your chance to steal.
What is Montgomery?
Yes, and what was that click? Todd, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
$2 for you, David. Just check
it. It was about this time, you'll remember, yeah. 2 weeks
yes,
ago.
Yes, it was.
So, 10 minutes till the hour. And the final question on the board. It is the capital of the great state of Wyoming.
What is Casper?
Oh, I'm sorry. Todd, your chance to steal.
What is Cheyenne?
Cheyenne, yes.
$3. You move into the lead at the end, Todd. Way to go. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Well played, boys.
Well, how exciting that is. So the guy, Julius Caesar, he has a $1 lead.
That's right. Actually, $2, $16 for Todd, and $14 for David.
Well, guys, stay right there. Todd, put a cloth on your forehead. David, you do the same. And we'll be back with the final Low Budget Jeopardy after this.
The station with less BS, WJFK.
Artie, I'd like you to meet Brian. He's substituting for Darlene while she's on vacation.
Oh, welcome to our little family, Brian. Little tip. Don't speak to Larry unless he speaks to you. Have fun, my boy. Nice suit.
The only radio show you need for good butt action. Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Good butt action, my dear. We're going into the Blue Arena today, aren't we?
We're ready with the final low-budget Jeopardy. We have Dave from Reno and Todd, Julius Caesar from Boise. And we're going to play now, and here's your category, fellows. On final low-budget Jeopardy, 9 years ago today, in Don and Mike history.
Oh, way to go, the timeline chronology, I like it, Zion.
9 years ago today, in the world according to Don and Mike. And here's your answer, guys, and don't forget, need it in the form of a question, please. 9 years ago today, we drove a full-size Greyhound bus through a 12-foot poster with the face of this female pop singing sensation. 9 years ago today, on this date, in 1988, I need that teenage singer's name in a form of a question. And good luck.
You sound like Captain Kirk. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my autobiography. It's simply titled, My Nose is Brown, The Artie Story. Yes, I've smooched ass all over Tinseltown, senor, and I've made a damn decent living.
You got the brownest nose of any white guy I've ever met.
Excellent observation there, monsieur. I'm sure when you get your copy of My Nose is Brown, the arty story, you'll be able to nestle up to the gluteus maximus of a show business icon and pucker your lips and kiss. Then you'll get a good job in television, like me, and live happily ever after, Maya Condias. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play
Low Budget Jeopardy. All right, now, Artie, which guy I want to talk to first here?
I believe, Sahib, we should go over to Little Toddy. Little Toddy, who's bringing up the rear, Mr. Seizure.
Hot Toddy.
Here he is. And from Boise, our returning champion, 12-foot poster of a teenage pop singer. We drove a bus through her face on this date in 1988. Todd.
Who is Debbie Gibson?
I'm sorry, Todd. With your medical condition and all, it still drops you down to zero.
You feeling okay, Todd?
I'm feeling fine, Alex.
Now, here you go, Dave. It's your chance to be a big wiener.
Who is Tiffany?
Now, you are the worst of all possible Jeopardy contestants.
Do we have a cheater in our midst? Has Dave violated the rules, Lord Quizmaster?
The reason that we ask you to give your answer to Rob A before we go back on the air is just so you can't do that.
That's cheating, David. It's illegal. That's not playing by the rules.
Sorry, LQ. Sorry, Artie.
No prizes, no bootyak for Dave the Cheater.
What was his first answer, Sahib?
His first answer was Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson, the same thing, unfortunately. That means that little Kenito skin tag will be happy. No money given away today on LBJ.
He did figure it out, incidentally, when we had told it. The other guy that it was not Debbie Gibson. The answer is Tiffany. Now, what's her last name? Darwin or something like Darwish? Something like
Darwish,
that.
I believe, Sahib. Tiffany Darwish drove that bus right through her cardboard cutout. Another one of the brilliant pieces of theater that make up the Don and Mike show. You're using your thinking cap today.
Well, listen, Dave, unfortunately, because you lied, you don't get anything there.
That's okay. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm hanging up on you now.
Okay.
And Todd. Todd, are you still alive?
Yes, Alex.
Here is Todd Julius Seizure, who gets to keep any money. Well, no, he wasn't the champion last week, so he didn't get to win any money.
Actually, Alex, I was the champion from the week before.
Ah, so you do get to keep those winnings.
That's right. He gets to keep his $67, Sahib.
And these gifts that Artie has for you. Artie.
First of all, Todd, I wish you buena suerte with all your medical conditions and your neurology tests and everything. I hope everything comes up on the rosy side. But here are your prize. You won a bottle of Score. Now you can become instantly more attractive, ooh, to members of the opposite sex, senoritas. Just put on a few drops of Score. Score contains pheromones. Mmm. A secret invisible scent that creates interest and arousal in members of the opposite sex. Score is available for him or her. Ooh, call 1-800-880-2518 and get ready for a night of passion.
How do you make a hormone?
How do you make a hormone?
Don't pay her.
The old jokes are the good ones. Way to go, Sahib. But wait!
There's more.
You want a floral arrangement from Flowers USA? Save 10% on any floral or gift item this Valentine's Day, including roses. The senoritas love roses. Yellow Rose of Texas. Be a love. Call Flowers USA at 1-800-225-3232. Save 10%. Flowers USA. Congratulations, Todd. Take care of that brain.
Thanks, Artie.
All righty. Okay. My pleasure.
Todd, please. Please keep us a prize of your medical situation.
I will next week. Thanks, Alex.
And hope you're feeling okay. And thank you so much for listening. Well, Artie, it was a successful broadcast. We made it through without losing either one of our contestants.
Always an adventure, Sahib. Way to go. I thank you and the medical community thanks you.
Of course, we did have that nasty disqualification, what with David thinking that we were so stupid that he could change his answer once he got on the air.
Silly ass. Cheaters never prosper.
Don't forget, Artie, that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated, Sahib, and is distributed by King World. I thank you and my teenage colon thanks you.
Bye.
Bishad.
Bye. Bye, Artie.
There goes Artie. Smells like brute.
Yeah, and tequila. And Demerol. It's a good mix.
Yes, it is.
You ass.
That's Artie's favorite word.
You ass. Hey, give me a word, Mike, right now, please.
The word is ass.
Okay. That's your next word.
There it is.
The secret word game, and we'll be back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and
What about the other fella?
He was a little older. You know, he looked like the Marlboro man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But maybe I'm saying that, you know, because he smoked a lot of Marlboros.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a subconscious type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
There are times when you have to have fresh breath. The Don and Mike Show.
And here we are, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, coast to coast and nationwide. And thank you for listening on our network, such as it is Westwood One Entertainment.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Here's a channel check. We appreciate you listening in Austin, Texas on 98.9 KJFK, Austin's only FM talk station. Our flagship station right here in Washington, WJFK, 106.7 FM. And in Reno, home of the 10 share. Noon till 4 every day on KPLY Sports Radio. K-Play, and now...
Remember, he's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
It's time for Rudy's Sports Corner.
Yes, Rudy, who we got a tremendous amount of last week.
Yeah, we had way too much Rudy last week, as a matter of fact, on the show. Now, let's see, which one of these lines has the basketball great Bill Walton on it? Hello, Bill? Hello?
Hello?
Bill Walton?
No, this is Bob in Jacksonville.
It's Bob
in Jacksonville.
You never played basketball, did you, Bob?